Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. Well, I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, fashion psychologist, and motivational speaker. Whispers, I am so excited to be back in here in our safe zone to bring forth another great discussion. I hope you all are doing well. I hope you guys have had a productive week. I mean, this has been a very hectic and busy week for me, but I'm so excited to be here today with you all. You know, I want you to join in on the conversation. So call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Whispers, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous for us. In each and every episode, they have put a live chat box into our discussion so you can drop your comments, your questions. If you want me to clarify something or repeat it, put it in there because you know your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. And listen, I am so excited today because in our private Zoom room, we have the Ladies of Luxury. They are a DIY ladies group, and this month, they are working on the power of self. And let me tell you, the two founders of the group is Marley and Anne, and I so appreciate them. And these are some dynamic women. They are so beautiful. They're a 40 plus in age group, and they are doing wonderful things. And I am looking forward to having a chat afterward to really hear more about this development that they're doing, the DIY ladies group. I like that. So, okay, Whispers, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Well, my goodness, yes. We needed this. It's chilly on the East Coast, and I mean, it's got a definite burr in the air. Hold on a second. I have a classic hot butter rum. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. It's saying a lot in that cup right there. Wow. This is a great cocktail mocktail. If you didn't get your cocktail or your mocktail of the episode, I'm sorry. You missed it. The ladies are in the chat box agreeing 110%. They're like, yes, this one is good. So, you know, if you want to get the cocktail or the mocktail of the episode, make sure that you click the live link that's in the description box and join our newsletter. I mean, our newsletter is it's packed with so much information. We're literally pouring in value even into our newsletter. And then on top of it, we have the added bonus of the cocktail mocktail. Oh, my goodness. Yes, this is a great one. So don't forget, I want you to join the conversation. So call in at 516-595-8091 to join in and let's get this thing started. Are you ready for Are There Laws to Attraction? You know, I like to start every discussion off with a clear meaning or a definition, and I wish you all could see the notes that I have on this discussion because there's a lot that's going into this, so we're going to get into this and really just kind of go deep. So the word that we're getting the meaning of today is attraction. It means the action or power of evoking interest, pleasure, or liking for someone or something. It's an appeal or a desire. Notice the words that are being used on the description of attraction. Let me give it to you again. It's the action or power of evoking interest, pleasure, or liking for someone or something. It's an appeal or a desire. Wow. I love those words because, you know, words are powerful and they kind of make you paint a picture in your mind. So whisperers, there are many factors that influence whom people are attracted to. And some of those factors are physical attraction, proximity, and similarities. I know these are qualities I want to break down and to really kind of go a little bit deeper on each one. So our discussion is going to have like a couple of different areas and different things that we need to go into for the law of attraction. So let's get into this here, the physical attraction, okay? Because remember I said there's physical attraction, proximity, and similarity. So physical attraction. Research shows that romantic attraction is primarily determined by physical appeal of the person that has piqued your interest. So this is how I look at it. If you've ever been to a great restaurant, okay? Now listen to this example. And you go there, and first of all, you're enticed by the aromas that you're smelling, right? And then you happen to be standing there and they bring out these beautiful dishes that now you're seeing with your eye. And oh my goodness, you're like, oh, what is that? Oh, I must have that. So now it has just kind of really lured you in. And everything is just kind of like there. It's that physical attraction that you're seeing and that is pulling you and attracting you in. So that's what physical attraction does for us. We notice that good-looking guy across the room or that beautiful girl. She's just looking so great or he's looking so great, dressed well. And in your mind, in your eye, it just kind of starts to spark. So that's that physical attraction. Then the next layer of that is the proximity. So proximity, people are more likely to become friends with people who are geographically closer. And we love to be able to connect with those that are close in our proximity. Guess why? Because we are visual people. We like to see people face to face. But it doesn't, you know, negate that long distance relationship. We're going to get into that as well. It doesn't negate that because there's also this thing called Zoom that we all have become so good at in this year's time. It's actually over a year. So proximity and physical attraction are the first two layers. And then the third is this, similarities. See, people also tend to pick partners who are similar to themselves in characteristics, such as age, their race, the religion, the social class, the education factors. And now these factors in that similarity. Now I'm going to tell you, they even go deeper because it is even the case that you tend to select friends that are similar to you and pull you closer into them because of the similarities that you have. And I know some of the ladies in here, they tickle me. They said, well, what about opposites attract? Well, I was going to touch on that, believe it or not, ladies. So let me just say this. Many of you probably feel like opposites attract, but unfortunately, that is a total myth in relationships. No, seriously, ladies, it's a total myth. Dozens of studies have been conducted, and they show people tend to be attracted to those who are similar to themselves. Now, I'm not saying exact because we don't want a carbon copy of us. You know, because you may have certain things that you're like, oh, my Lord, if I had to date myself, I'd really be like up a creek. No. Similarities meaning this. Those who go in with the total opposite, like let's say the spectrum is so different. I see like even issues that arise that when I have couples and counseling and different ones that have come through my boot camp, a large part of it is that they are so starkly different. And of course, you know, everybody's like, well, opposites attract. No, what happens is we get all caught up in our hearts and everything else, and we are so enamored with this person that we overlook those drastic differences, like they said, with our similarities, that we have like the same social class. And lo and behold, you find out that this person is a homebody, but you like to travel and you like to be out and doing things, but they rather be sitting on the couch with just some popcorn doing nothing, not even dressed up. And you love to get dressed. You love to just have that, you know, flair for life. Well, that's because you are so starkly different. And this is the same quality that we're speaking of, that opposites attract. That is totally a myth. So I would really pause when it comes to you being so opposite once you are going through this dating process and you see it, not to allow your feelings to run away with you, that you don't have the clarity that you need. Okay, but that's a whole different discussion. We're going to get back to, we'll get into that another time. You guys want to have that discussion, that we do that as a Facebook Live, you let me know that too, because there's some things I want to drop over the season coming into 2022 as well. So let's put a pin in that for right now. So let's get back over there on the laws of attraction. See, the laws of attraction, and that's L-O-A. So if you hear me say L-O-A, that means law of attraction. It is believed by many to be a universal law by which likes always attract likes. And the results of positive thoughts are always positive consequences. So this is the thing. How I look at it is this way. When we are placing certain things into the element of where we're going with things. So if we're a person that is positive, that we move with a dynamics and that energy of positivity, we seem to really emote or try to reflect that same thing. And so in turn, we receive those positive energy and that positive effect back in the people that we meet. You know, it's so funny because I was doing a show and I was being interviewed, and the person says to me, you know what, Sonia, every time I see you, every time I meet you or interview you, you are always so positive. And it just makes me so happy. And I love to just engage with you because it just brings forth something brighter and bigger inside of myself. Well, see, it's what I'm radiating, that it's reflecting and it's going to this person that she wants to really, you know, do the same, to mirror the feeling and the emotion that I'm giving. So it's the same difference for when we have the LOA with a person. Now, let me tell you that if you emote negativity, you will get the same thing back. You ever hear a person that says, oh, I don't know why, I always seem to attract the same person or the same guy or the same girl. It's just every single time. I mean, I don't know what it is. Well, hello, maybe you should look at you. What are you putting forth? What messages and what vibes are you really placing out there? Because, see, we're attracting what we're placing out. You see, because it's a very deep aspect of law of attraction, those LOAs. It goes even deeper than what most people even think. And, you know, even when it goes a part of our healing process, it's the way that we look at things. So a lot of you are probably at this point even thinking, well, how does LOA work? How does the law of attraction really work? Well, many people think you focus on the person you want to attract. But guess what, Whispers? That isn't the case. You really have to focus on, guess what? Y-O-U. Oh, my goodness, the ladies are dropping mind bombs in a little chat box over here. It's true, ladies, you do. You have to focus on you. It's not about the other person at all. Believe it or not, it's not about them. And I know, like, that sounds like, what? What are you talking about? Yes, it's true. LOA is so much about Y-O-U. I know you're thinking that I can't be right about this, but it's true because, you know, I tell you, I'm a numbers person. I'm a studies person. And I go and I do my research and I look up things and making sure that I have clarity when I'm speaking to you all, because I want you to really get into the point and the mindset of where you need to be to really attract the quality person that you need in your life. See, you must be aware of what your needs are. Remember, I speak about those non-superficial qualities, and you all know how many times I talk about that and how many times I tell you that you must really know yourself. Because, see, when we know ourselves, we know what we are not going to allow in our relationship and in our space. Because we're not going to allow certain things that we're not going to really want to fulfill our tank and those love tanks. Because if you're a person that really works on the words, or somebody saying, oh, you look so beautiful today, but you have a gentleman who doesn't speak, or he doesn't say those or give compliments freely, now you're being, your love tank and your love language is not being met. So you have to be clear about Y-O-U. See, Whisperers, sometimes this can be one of the hardest factors in the law of attraction, and to really grasp that and have that in your mindset. You know, so many times I even tell people, when you're focusing on yourself, it is a deeper quality that has to grow and has to be there. Nelson is saying that we have calls in queue. I don't see them, Nelson. Are you sure? All right, I will go and I'll try, but I don't see anybody. If you can pull up on the deck, it's fine. So,
hello.
Hi, thank you for calling Whispers in a Bottle. How can I help you today? Do you have a question?
I was thinking about what I do. Yeah, but I was thinking about what you were saying in regards to actually attracting someone, and most of the time people focus on the other person, but you were saying focusing on yourself. And my question just went totally out of my brain.
Take your time. You know, we do have time, but we still have to keep it moving too. But
yes,
think about
sure,
your question.
Yes, yes.
I can put you on pause, and if you just want to, I'll come back in just a second and ask you again.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to just put you on mute and you think about it.
Thank you.
So, yeah, can't wait for that question, too. I love that. So how do we attract the person we would like in our life? You may be wondering that by now. So, look, we're going to consider a few tips. And I'm going to tell you something. I always tell you guys at a certain point you need to, like, make sure you have your notebook or you pin mark the episode to come. And if it doesn't fit where you are, then you need to go and share this with somebody that I can benefit. So before I go into the points, because I don't want to break them, I want to go back to our caller and see if they remember their question, because we only got so much time and I want to really get into this. I'm sorry. Did you
thank
think
you
of your question?
Much. No, I didn't. So thank you. I am so sorry. I did not.
It's
come
okay.
Back.
All right. Well, we're going to keep on moving on. I'm going to give the tips, and if we have time towards the end, I'll come back if you're still here.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So let's get into the tips. So first and foremost, tip number one is this. You have to be confident in yourself. Wow. That's the first tip. See, believing in yourself is very important. Once we are sure of ourselves, that means we will trust our inner voice. So see, that's that work that I was talking about in the up at the beginning of this, where I said that it has to focus on Y-O-U. Because see, if we're not confident about ourselves, how do we get that to emote and to really kind of radiate that people are being attracted to what we need? No clarity. Then the second point is this. You have to focus on the positive. I know that sounds corny, but it's true. See, the other week we discussed on the show the power of self-talk. Now, listen, if you didn't catch that episode, I need you to go back and listen to it. Because, see, we went really in depth on that discussion and what that power of self-talk does. Because, see, it first penetrates your heart, which goes to your heart, which comes out of the mouth. And so when we have the power of self-talk, it allows us to build a positivity inside of us that we need to be walking and to really attract the right person and repel negativity. Because that's where I told you that sometimes you hear your friends or you may have said your own self, well, why does it seem that I always just attract the same person or the same guy? Well, it could be what you're really feeding into self, which in turn is mirroring, and that person is picking up that vibe. Are you vibrating at a higher decimal? Yeah, I told you we got that to discuss later on in another show. The third factor is this, love without fear. Wow, I know. The ladies are like, wow, that's a powerful one. Love without fear. Don't allow past relationships to wear on your future relationships. Does your past have to determine your future? Oh, another episode. See, full circles, I'm bringing you around. I'm bringing you around full circle. Because, see, I always want you to connect the dots. Because, in all honesty, it keeps your comparisons off the table when you love without fear. Because no one wants to try to live up to somebody's expectations or somebody's past woes or their hurts or whatever. Because, you know, I always tell you all, it's like you buying an $85 million house, but it needs $75 million in work because it has no value then. And I told you, we are not investing in junk bonds. We are placing value where there is a return. And so if we are focused on that negative and we are so afraid and we don't love without fear, it is holding you back, and you are not equipped for the law of attraction. Powerful stuff here. So we got the first element of confidence. We got the positivity. We have love without fear. And then the fourth element is this. Have fun. How cut and dry is that? Have fun. Enjoy the process. Be present. Laugh. Yes, laugh. Enjoy the moments that you have with the person. By allowing yourself to have fun, you allow your endorphins, which is your natural ability of that uptake, the serotonin, and everything in your body goes into a normal high level that gives you a euphoria of a natural effect, which enables you to have a boost in that calming adrenaline and that effect of euphoria. See, it's a different elements, and those different elements bring forth great things. LOA is a powerful thing. See, Whisperers, these are just the first four factors in the seven laws of attraction. Ah, you thought I was going to give you all seven, didn't you? No. Listen, if you want all seven laws and you want to really look them over and really learn about them, I want you to email info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And again, that's info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. We'll email you a link that you can download them. Because there's elements in the law of attraction that you really have to learn and you really have to master. Remember I talked about skills, and skills are like an expert at doing something. So if you think about a chef is an expert at cooking. And they've taken the time to really learn how to do things and how to really prepare their meals. So why don't we learn how to prepare our hearts to attract true love? I know it's some powerful stuff in here. The ladies are like, wow, we're glad we came for this. I'm glad you guys are here because these are the elements that we want. Always, always so good to have this. And you know, Whispers, if you are attracted to someone, I encourage you to take your time. Really take your time. Get to know each other. Spend time developing genuine feelings. And do not allow your heart to run away with you. Because you want to be open and really seeing if it's that you have those drastic opposites that if you say I do will cause long-lasting issues. So I want you to be mindful of that and look at it for true value. And that's what we're building here. You know, the LOAs are things that need to be placed in all of our relationships. So by digging deeper into yourself, you'll be able to attract your Miss or Mr. Right. Whispers, what's your takeaway? What am I giving you as your takeaways today? Well, first, if you want the 7 attractions, you're going to email info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com, and we'll get you the link that you can download it. And I'm being told by the studio that the link is actually, it'll be sent out on Monday. Because it's not up, it's not working for some reason. It's a break in the link. So they said if you don't get it by Saturday, it'll be the latest by Monday. So don't worry, it will get to you. So the next takeaway is this. Build your confidence. When you're confident, you are more sure of yourself and what you want for your relationship. You're going to build on the positive. Being positive, we build ourselves up and use the power of self-talk. What we tell our hearts is what goes to the mind. What goes to the mind comes out the lips, over the lips. Power of self-talk. You're not sure of what it is? Go back and listen to that episode because it's dynamic. And it teaches you the elements that you need. Step is we're not going to be afraid of love. We're not going to allow our past to dictate our future. We're not going to put our bags up on our back and then plop them on the table either. We're going to do the necessary work that we need to eliminate and be able to really place value into the relationship. And remember, the last element is this. You are going to have fun. If you can't have fun with your prospective mate or that prospective relationship, you really don't have much. You should be able to laugh with that person. You should be able to share some of your deepest concerns and just have that open connection. You know, Whisperers, I love fabulous conversations like this, and I hope that you all will take this conversation even outside of our safe zone and pour into each other or pour into someone who really needs to hear this, because it is so important that we keep these kind of conversations going. And, you know, I always tell you guys I want to connect with you because I do. And if you want to work with me, there's a live link in the description box. You can click on there and book your consultation. And let's start working. Let's start building those elements and placing those really stepping stones into your life, because you're worth it. You're truly worth it. And then, you know, you can also come and get social with me. I'm on Instagram, so you can find me at instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. That's whispersinabottle_podcast. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/whisper in a bottle. Know that there's no S on there. So whisper in a bottle. Or you can come over to Twitter and find us at twitter.com/WHISPERS, BOTTLE. I spelt it for you because still a lot of you are saying that you can't find us on Twitter, but we're there. But that's how you have to put it in. And don't forget, tune in next week, because next week's discussion is really as powerful as all these other ones that we've had, because it's about this: how to stop playing small. Wow, what does that mean? I know some of you may have heard that and may not be clear on it, but come back next week and join in on these discussions. I mean, it is value that we're placing in here, that I'm really connecting and trying to build that bridge, that stabilizing of that foundation. You know, guys, I appreciate you so much. You're listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia LeRae, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. And, oh, guys, listen, if you're on Clubhouse, come and join me. I have a fabulous room over there on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I put a live link in the description box. Come over to Clubhouse and join me. You're going to love. You think I'm saying some stuff over here and putting out value here? Wait till you hear the discussions over there. Totally different information, totally different setting. It is dynamic. I hope you all join me. Remember, please stay safe. Make sure that you check on your family, your friends. Don't forget, people's mental health is important. And so tap in and make sure that you're being safe yourself. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and I look forward to us connecting again next week. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.